This is CPT. Anyone listening? This is CPT. Anyone listening?
K-8-Y-I-L, go ahead.
K-8-Y-something, sorry about that. Yeah, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. My name here is Don, Delta Oscar November. Good to hear you out on 2 Muse there. Over.
Well, good day to you, sir. It's Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, India Lima. It's kind of early yet here, so I didn't get your complete call sign. You said Kilo Charlie 8, and I didn't get the last 3. But that's okay. I just wanted to come back to you. We just got done doing the net. I'm still sitting here and reading stuff, so trying to wake up with my cup of tea and watching it snow. Back to you.
Roger that. I think you said your name is Kevin or Calvin. I'm not sure, but the name call here is Kilo Charlie 8. Charlie Papa Tango, over to yourself.
KC8CPT, is that correct? And the name is Mike.
Right there, Mike. Very good. Nice to hear you on the 2 meter band there, Mike, and on the Mega repeater. I just talked to Mike on 8F on 20 meters just now. You know, I'm talking to Mike on 2 meters now. But anyways, good to hear you out there this morning. Yep, it's pretty early yet still. And doing a good job from the trip of where you're at there. Have your QTH over here in Detroit, Michigan. Back to you, KC8CPT.
You said your name was Don? I'll have to write that in the books. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. Yeah, I'm up here at St. Hill in Michigan. We sometimes like to call it Antarctica because it's cold and snowy, but I always tell everybody it's sunny, it's 80 degrees somewhere. Back to you.
Right, good afternoon, Mike. Yeah, we wish that comes, but it will come pretty quick, you know. Here's March, here's February. It's going to be a short month, and March will come, so spring come faster than you think it will come, because it will come faster, Mike. And then we'll get our summer and get our warm weather back again. I look forward to that myself. Anyways, I think it's positive about 80 degrees, boy. We wish it had the south 80 degrees from down there in Florida. It'd be up here. It'd be nice if it was. But although they're getting cold weather too, you know. And some states down there in south over there down there, they also get snow there down there too, there, you know.
K8YIL, go ahead. Yeah, we just, when we were doing the net, we had one of our club members, he's down in Florida right now. He checked in, it was 26 degrees in Florida. He said somewhere, I found Tampa, Orlando, somewhere down there he's at. That's too close for Florida. Why bother moving if it's going to get that cold? I talked to my dad. He said he had to actually run the water so it didn't freeze, and, you know, because it was sitting so cold down there. But that'll pass, and before you know it, they'll be walking around without coats on or anything. I went down to Florida one time and when it was 40 below up here, and by the time I got to Kentucky, it was 45. I was in shorts and T-shirts. Everybody's still in coats, and they thought I was crazy, and then I explained to them, it's an 80-degree temperature change for me. This is warm, 45 degrees. That's warm compared to 40 below. Thank you.
I say so. 45 is wonderful. It's awesome, you know, because 40 below compared to 45 degrees will be warmer than that, so I see why you had the shorts on then. But, anyways, I'm only here an ICOM 12, I think it's 12,000. ICOM, I think it is a 12,000, I'm not sure. I'm looking down on the radio, I'm not sure what it is. Usually a dipole wire. Actually, I'm using the antenna. It's made of copper. I can't remember the name of the antenna. But I'm using a J-pole antenna. That's why I'm using a J-pole antenna. It looks like it's shaped as a J. That's why they call it J-pole antenna. That's what I'm using for the antenna there, Mike. Then I'm putting it out about 8.5 watts. That's what I'm using. I think that's what it is. What this radio puts out, 10 to 40 watts down there. And Anyways, I just think I just come out on this radio and see who was out there available. So what part of the place where your QTH is at? Is that more north or is that west there, Mike? KC6BT.
Well, if you pull out your right hand, look at Tom. I'm right there in the middle. Not to be funny or anything, but right by the middle finger, MS-222 exited up by West Branch. I don't know if you're familiar where West Branch is, but you're using a J-pole with 5 watts in Detroit to make a base city repeater. That's pretty darn good. That's pretty darn good. I've got the 5100 here, the Icon 5100, and I think I'm not running the beam anymore. I'm running the Diamond. The Diamond 300 antenna up there, vertical, about 35 feet in the air, and I'm surprised I'm picking it up at Bay City, so I'm doing good this morning. Propagation must be pretty good, over.
Roger, that's sure doing very well. I heard that this is a leak antenna. Oh, not antenna, excuse me. I heard that this is a leak repeater. It goes at different locations that you can hear other people that get out here. You know, that you get different locations, different people that you talk to at different locations where their QTH is at. So it's pretty awesome leak repeater. I mean, I was impressed with it when I first got on it a couple of times, and I didn't think I'd get that far. Some guy told me he was from Lansing. I said, wow, that's a pretty hop of the jump, you know, from Lansing, from here in Detroit, Michigan, you know, to make a top contact that far when I did. I was impressed with that. But he explained to me he was a leak repeater, that's why. So I can see why it does jump at different locations if people get out here on this repeater when they do. But I made a contact at Belgium yesterday on 20 meters there, by the way, Mike. So that was 12 meters, yeah. I was open, 12 meters open pretty good. And anyways, I heard someone out there hear me, so it was good to make that contact when I did. KCHCPT, back to you, Mike.
KEHYIL. Yeah, I forgot about that. I've only been attached for a couple of years now and still learning about all this stuff. And yeah, I forgot they're linked up. But I got my C4FM just working here recently. I've been working on it since last summer. Put up an antenna, then that didn't work. Then I put up a beam and that wasn't working. Well, it turned out the finals were burned out in my radio on the 440 side, on the C4FM's of that. So, that burned out. So that was my whole problem. I couldn't get on the C4FM, some of our Eastern Michigan links over here, and I couldn't meet up with everybody that I used to meet up with, and finally figured that out and boxed that radio up and went and got another one. And that one seems to be working pretty good. I got the C4FM all hooked up and ready to go. But, yeah, I'm going to turn that on yet this morning. I just getting rolling. We had our morning net on the 14694. We have that every morning at 8 o'clock. If you need any links or anything, you want to join in with us, if you can, that would be great, too. It's always good to hear from different people. I've probably heard from somebody linked up from, gosh, where was it, Louisiana or something the other day. So, anyway, if you need any information about that, that's great. If not, that's great, too. Like I said, I'm still learning about all this stuff, and it's an enjoyable hobby since I've been laid up and had some prostate surgery and just trying to heal up from that. And don't want to go out in the weather. That's for darn sure. It's too dang cold. Friday morning, I woke up and started the truck, and it went click, click, click. So I had to throw some money at that new battery. I'm surprised it was punched out at 2018. So I got many, many years out of that battery, so I was doing good on that. So anyway, I'm returning back to you. KEHYIL.
Roger that there, Mike. I hear you. And, I've been amped for many years. And I tell you, I love the hobby since day one, since I found out more information about it. I walked into Rail Shack one day, and it was Rail Shack back in the day when it was, and they were some damn radio back in handhelds, and all the radios, like CDs and that back then, too, when they did. I asked them, what kind of radio is that? They said, oh, that's a ham radio, handheld. I says, he told me all about how you could participate in a class for 8 weeks, and at the 8th week, you got past your test, you know, on the computer. And I kind of I went to the class for 8 weeks, and I got involved with ham radio after that. And I have not passed that test on the 8th week. It was by a technician test. I think it was tech. And I did pass that test. I kind of froze because I kind of froze about the questions of that. I wasn't sure about the questions of that. So they had a multiple choice, A, B, C, and D. And then I did it again. I passed finally. And I was very impressed. And I, from there to the extra that I did, exam. And then I did the, not the extra, I think it was the, no, Morse Cole, not the extra, Morse Cole. And then I passed that. I flunked the first time, and I went in the room there, and I passed it the second time, so I was very happy with the flying colors. I passed that, Morse Cole, and then I passed my general after that. And here I got HF and the privileges, which I'm so happy about that. So that's what how I found out about ham radio through Radio Shack. Back to you there, Mike Casey at CPT.
K-E-A-Y-I-L. Yeah, I was interested in years ago, but you know what, I was a young kid and they hit the Morse code, so I didn't want to get into that, and so I kind of passed it up on it, and then graduation and marriage and divorce and, you know, and all that stuff, normal life stuff, raising kids, taking care of a job, running a business, it was just too much. And, well, you know, like I said, since I had to retire and had my surgery, and I'm just, I got it, I thought, well, I'll just get into the hobby again, and I'll grab myself a CD, and I'll talk on the CD, that way I don't need the license. Well, I spent all that time putting my Starduster up on the roof, and running all the wires, and hooking up, it's a GTL, I think it is, a Cobra 2000. Beautiful radio. I picked that up for $500 and thought I was getting a deal on that. And, well, I'm still waiting. That's 2 years ago, and I'm still waiting for somebody to come back to me. So I said, well, that's not going to work. So I went and my dad encouraged me to get my technician license, and now here we are, and I'm just studying for the general so I can get the HF. I went out and bought a 710, AC710, beautiful radio. Hang on a second.
I'm not sure we're going to come back and not do my duties, and that's all that.
And well, I've been using 10 meters on that, put up my main dipole antenna,
and my dad gave me a bigger one to put up, so I put that one up.
And I talked so far from Spain, France, and
Africa, California,
Colorado, and Washington.
I use an A-top, it's a good A-top.
But yeah, I've been having a lot of fun in the hobby. It's enjoyable,
for
some people are very curious about it. I've got that chance about it. I've been like
the
last clown and like to laugh and keep everybody
laughing.
I'll say
something for now, and keep everybody
laughing.
Really good to hear
it all. Good. Have
a great day,
and God
bless you, this is
you're a natural on the mic. I'm like, well, it's because I spent so much time in front of a mic and dealing with people and how they act and different personalities and different moods. You just never know what you're going to come up against, so you got to be walking carefully on what you say sometimes, you know. All right, that's all I got. Back to you.
Mike, I didn't hear that. I didn't think you were coming back. I thought you passed it back to me. What you? Can you say that all over again for the beginning, KCBT? I'm sorry. I was listening while you were talking. I'm sorry about that.
All right. Yeah, I got the 700 JSU. Just got that one, and I'll just highlight what I said. I'm working on my general. We get the general, and I've already contacted on 10 meters. I've already talked to West Africa, and Colorado, Washington, Louisiana, Kentucky, and California. It's just been very interesting who you can reach with this base. And I got into it because, well, we're all set up falling apart in a handbasket. So I just wanted to make sure I have other means of communication besides the old telly. So we'll turn it back to you. Over.
Thanks for that there, Mike. Very good. I'll make my last round here, there, Mike. I'll 373 to you, and good to hear you out there on a two-meter band, good luck on the passing the general, too. I hope you pass your test there on the general bureau, Mike. Any hammer operator that started out as a technician, they could pass their general, because there's more privileges on with the general when you get down to HF that you ever could believe. It's awesome. I mean, you can get somebody on the portion of the general band, and you talk somebody overseas like I did in Belgium. Now, that's a good contact. I mean, you can't get better than that. So, best of 73s to you, and have a great day. God bless you and your family there, Mike. This is KCCBT. I'll be clear.
Hey, John, before we go, is it KCA or is it just KC?
It was KC8CPT, Mike.
Roger that. That's what I thought you said the first time, but you said it so fast the second time, and I'm not quite awake yet. But, I spent probably, I don't know, like I said, 30 years on stage playing music and entertaining folks, and they said I was a natural doing the net, and I'm like, well, I'm used to talking in front of people and don't like it, but I'm here in the radio room, so nobody's in front of me, so I can say whatever I want as long as they can keep it clean. So anyway, we'll just say 73 to you, and good contacting you, and the other one, Winterfield Day, I contacted somebody from Brazil. So yeah, you can get right out there. Right out there, good. All right, Don, you have yourself a good day. 73 to you. Enjoy. You have a good life, buddy, in case we don't talk again. KC8, this is KEAYIL. 73 to you, buddy, and have a great day.
Too, Mike. You take care. 73 for now. KC8, I'll be clear.
Yeah, Don, let me just say a quick hello. KKCTC. This is KAAUAC.
I think it's KAAUC. KCT. How you doing there, my friend?
Yeah, good, John. This is KAAUAC. Name your issue. Yeah, I just say hello because I believe a friend of mine, Mary, good friends with your wife, maybe yourself too. But anyway, figure I'd say hi. Because next time that I see her, I'll say, hey, I heard your friend's husband on the ham radio. That's all. That's it. Good morning. This is KAAUAC.
What's your name again? And, you were saying that you heard your husband on the radio, which was me. Do you know me from a club or something, or what, KCCBT?
No. I don't know if you know, you know Mary McBride, right? So anyway, she's a good friend of mine, and she's friends with your wife, and I think, I know they do quite a bit of things together over the years. And over the years, that's all.
Watch that. Okay, now you shut light there. Now I understand what you were saying. That yes, that is so true. My wife does know Mary McBride. And by the way, are you named Steve? Is that who you are? I can remember that Mary had a friend named Steve as a ham operator. Is that who I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm sure you mentioned me once or twice over the time.
Back to that. So how you been? You okay?
Yeah, I'm well. Thank you. Yeah. Remember, you used to get out there on Eureka, right? You used to be involved more with Eureka and stuff like that, at least. And I think Mary said that you retired from your whatever job you had to your regular job.
That's right, dear Steve. I was involved with USICA emergency. They're pretty much involved with emergency relating to USICA club, because they do get involved with emergencies, and that's what they do the best at, to the best ability. And I was involved with USICA emergency club for many years, and I just dropped out of it. I just don't get involved, participate like I used to be back years ago when I was. And I just decided that after COVID started, I just didn't go anymore because people were using masks to cover themselves up from going in places they were that they went to. And I myself, I just dropped out of Sika. Well, I shouldn't drop out of Sika totally, but it is a great, great club, I have to admit. I'm not going to say that anything about that club that is a very special club to get involved with. It really is, but there's a lot of great people there. But the reason why I didn't go anymore was because of COVID. Because when the COVID came out, that's when everybody had shut the doors and didn't want to go out and club it that much anymore because that disease was very contagious, spread everywhere, you know. That's what's bad about, you know, that kind of disease that they had around the world. So back to you, Steve, KCHCBT.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there are some clubs and since, you know, after COVID started that, like church services and everything else, you know, I have virtual presences, I think. I'm not sure if you think it does or not, but I think Lance Cruz was, and I think he maybe still is, and I think that Hazel Park, they had some, you know, virtual, still have a virtual presence, and I'm sure some other ones. I think with the Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, which this is kind of their home repeater, you know, they try to put some, I don't know if it's live stream or they put some content out there from their monthly meetings. So, yeah, it's not a club, you know, but it's, you know, they meet on Thursday evenings from 7 to 9, Thursday evenings at the Macomb County Intermediate School District building at Garfield at 19 and a half or so. So anyway, if you're interested in coming out, about 25 people show up or so, maybe more. You know, I'm kind of surprised even last, the second, third Monday, I don't know, of the month, I just can't remember, but, Thursday, I think maybe the third Thursday or something like that, and when they had that bad weather and all that, it was like 25 people show up, even though a lot of schools are closed during the day.
By the way, a small world, you mentioned about the immediate school, that's where my wife works. She's a bus assistant. She watches kids on a bus for a living, and she helps the artistic kids, wheelchair kids, and special needs, too, that she does for a living as well. So she works there. In fact, over there, I got there, 19 miles over there, Steve. And mentioned about the retirement. Yeah, I've been retired for 3 years now, Steve. I retired at Flexigate over there, 11 miles low spec. I've been there for 39 years, so I was due for retirement, Steve, and I had to get out of it because I had bad feet, was getting bad. My feet was getting worse about every year, and I said, well, now it's time to retire, and that's what I did. So it's a good thing I had done that. KCHCPT.
Oh, yeah, very good, yeah, John. Yeah, I think you mentioned something about that. You get the cold floor and all that. It wasn't doing you any favors, you know, over time with that, and is there a Flexing Gate? There's a couple of ones in Detroit. What, I don't know if there's one on French Road, the Flexing Gate, or maybe also off of Jefferson. I don't know if there's... They got a few operations around Detroit now, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do there, Steve. They got a few of them. They just built the one that was huge. It was a big shop that they had built about, I think, 2 years ago. And they hired about, I think, 700 people in that shop. That's how big the shop is, you know. And, they start hiring people, and then when they start hiring people, they train us for experience and all that. So once they trained them, they were capable to do the machinery work, what they've done in that shop. But they had new machines coming in when they were installing them at the time. And so at the process, they were training these people, these guys and these ladies. I'm sure they were training them pretty good, too, you know. But you had to know the training. If you didn't, they had to let you go, you know. But they're doing pretty good, I'm sure, in Detroit. They have that one in Detroit. They also have one in Royal Oak, where my wife's uncle lives. They have one there. And although the one I mentioned on Low Mountain Glow Spot, but I have one about a block away from us. They have another one there. It's called FlexGate Tech something. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But there's a FlexGate there. That's too far from where I used to work, about a block away. And they got a few more other ones. I'm sure they have all the ones out of state too there, Steve.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think I remember something like was the ones they built in right in the city limits of Detroit. I believe they were like during Mayor Duggan's time period there and early on, and they were, you know, they were promising jobs to opening it up and first chance on, I forgot how many jobs, you know, they have people help them, you know, create their work experience or qualifications for that too. So they were promising at least the opportunity for how many, it was a lot of jobs, so good, so. So it's good to hear. I grew up in Detroit, so even though I don't live there, I haven't lived there in many, many years, but still, know it, you know, kind of follow everything and been all around the city over the years.
Yeah, that's true. Been working for a lot of years, in and out with restaurant dishwashing when I was a kid, busting tables when I was a kid back in the day. And I go through jobs, hopped to one job to the next, and finally I got this one job. Lord blessed me with this job that I have before I retire. And boy, I tell you, it's the best retirement I've ever had in my life. But although, you know, even in the time that was all the years that I've been there, it was so wonderful to work with the people. The people is what makes it special. You know, you're going to miss the people, but you ain't going to miss the work there, Steve, you know.
Well, that's good that you go to get a job where you miss the people that you, you know, you thought you create some connections and you, when you went to work. Yeah. Yeah, I grew up doing the paper route, you know, with the paper route too, tried that for a number of years, and from the time I was 12, I used to sub and stuff when I was 11, and 12 to when I went off to college, and so by having that one, I used to go, and also people would ask me to do other work, so therefore that job led to, you know, painting, landscaping, and on and on, you know, a few other jobs, along with for the people on my route. Developed a pretty good reputation, and so I was doing work for people's parents and grandparents as well as other locations. So, and then when I went to college, I played some baseball, some sports and everything, so it allowed me some flexibility to continue to play some sports at a competitive level, you know. But yeah, I grew up on the East Side, so around 7 and Chainer. And, yeah, it's kind of funny that they say it's one of the 48205 is one of the five. I don't know if it is still, but for a while there, not too long ago, it was considered one of the five dangerous zip codes in America.
Roger that. Yeah, you're right about that. It sure was. Yeah, when I was the best thing I ever done in my life. And retirement's been good since day one. I've enjoyed myself. I really am tremendously. And when you retire yourself there, Steve, I don't know if you're retired now or not. Maybe you could tell me when it goes back to you that if you are retired or you still work. But when you do retire, I mean, there's always something to do even when you retire. You got to keep yourself occupied. You got to keep yourself motivated. You got to keep yourself active. You know, I do a lot of cooking, a lot of cleaning, a lot of laundry. And that's what I do every week, you know, for my wife when she comes home from work. And although she'll be coming home on her break pretty soon here, so I got to clear out. But I'll tell her that I was talking to you, and I mentioned to Mary McBride that she knows you, and that I mentioned about Steve that she knows who you are when I mentioned Steve. To my wife about you. I said, well, I talked to him behind the radio just a couple of minutes after you came in. So I think my last round here, this Steve, you have a great day. God bless you, my friend, and You take care of yourself, all right? Good to hear you out there. This is KC, it's Phoebe 2, I'll be clear.
Okay, Don, nice chat with you. I haven't talked to you for a while, but I remember you getting on the air and as you had your ham journey and got onto the low bands and all that. And, I think I remember you used to be active with your nieces and nephews, so I mentioned that's probably quite a while ago. You're probably pretty big now, but very good. 7-3, good, as the French would say, bon track, please have a good job, make some good contacts, but you made your Belgian contacts and hope you make some others. 7-3, KAAUHC.
This is KEHYGD monitoring. NAWRO. KEAYNU. KEAYNU from NAWRO. And negative copy, NAWRO, clear. This is KE8YGV monitoring.
MWA4MLD, anybody around for a very quick audio report? Over.
This is KE8YGV, and you're coming in loud and clear. I'm on an HT, so I hope you receive me.
Yeah, good morning. Name is Ray, WA4MLD, and I belong to the Macomb ARPSC group here, but not able to get on very often, so I'm glad to make your acquaintance. I'm down here in South Warren. Got a gizmo from what are they called? The place that we get internet ads all the time. Little gizmo that's like a desktop microphone, and it has a built-in equalizer and some other goodies on it. And I'm trying to use that on my Yaesu 857 here. And, as my desk radio, so I don't tie up my main HF rig all the time. So if you hear me and I hear you, which appears to be the case and doesn't sound distorted or anything, I guess I'm good to go. WA4MLD, over.
Yeah, I think you hit the success button there. You got a good little piece of equipment, and it sounds terrific, and if it makes your life a little easier, that's terrific. I'm in Davison, and our receivers must be connected and networked together. So it was great talking with you, and you helped me out too, because I didn't know if my little HT would work down in the basement of my home, and I guess it does. So I'm making it out of a basement about 6 miles from the repeater. This is KE8 from YGV.
KE8 YGV, WA4MLD. Yeah, sounds
perfectly clear here. You could be next door. I could not tell the difference. I do get the, when I let up on my push to talk, I hear the digital tail with the last word or two of what you said, because we're obviously on the internet connection between the two. We've got this central area thing hooked up here. We can all hear each other. So I guess when the chips are down, that could be a really helpful thing. I lived in Florida for quite a while, and down there they had the State Highway Department had towers all through the length of the state, which is considerable, of course. Must be about, 300 miles, something like that. And they went to a new system, so they turned the old UHF system over to the AMS, and we now have, in Florida, we have all the way from I think Cedar Key down in the Keys all the way up to the northern border of the state, up near the north border there. We have a connection that's on all the time, and if you key up one repeater, you're heard in all of them. And I was in Fort Pierce in the middle of the state, put my little battery-operated handheld in the window, get on the local repeater, and I could be heard throughout the state, which is really, really helpful for, like, hurricane reports and stuff like that, where we have to get info out to help centers and the hurricane center in Miami and all that stuff. So, really great. Okay, have a great day, and maybe we'll catch you again, WA4MLD, and try to be on the air once in a while, over.
It was great talking with you, and you have a terrific day. Thank you very much for the conversation. 73, this is KTEYTV, over. WA4 station. We are a little bit hot and a little bit overdriven. It's wobbly just a little bit, so if you can bring the game down a little bit, I would advise that. Clear your audio up just a little bit. Just wanted to add that again. KFHDLS.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now as I talk here. This has controls for compression, output, equalization, everything. I was just going in the dark here. Let me tweak this down just a tad and see if that helps. Over.
If you were doing it during that transmission, there really wasn't much of a difference. Now, mind you, I can hear you on, four different repeaters, and they all kind of sound a little bit different, but all in all, it, like I said, was a little bit overdriven. So, even on the radio, if you just want to bring the gain down just a tad bit, you could probably clear it up quite a bit.
Okay, well, I got the radio set for the hand mic that I sometimes use with it, so I don't want to mess with that. I'm going to tweak this down just a little bit more, and if I'm getting through just fine under tough conditions, that would be okay too. I do have the highs brought up just a little bit, maybe about 5 decibels or so, because usually sometimes if you're in a mobile, it's noisy, that helps, but is that any noticeable difference, over?
Yes, sir. That was much better. Much, much better. I mean, before it was to a point where I couldn't understand the last part of your call sign. Why did you get it? It was just too muffled. But, yeah, that last transmission was quite well. So with that, I will say 73, and have yourself a good rest of your day there. All in all, sounds great. Definitely full quiet and into the repeater.
KFHDLX,
I'm going to go back on the side, listening in here.
Okay, great. Now I'm on a little attic antenna, just out of the weather there. In case things hit the fan, I should be able to stay on the air. Have a great day. And we got some snow coming down here. Maybe it's coming your way. Not a whole lot, but so sorry to be reminded about that stuff happening. Oh, well. Time to get out my little tractor again, I guess. WA4, Mike Lima Delta, Mom Loves Dad, and have a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's still coming down here in Genesee County, too. We got dumped out pretty good this morning. I'm going to say probably 3 inches, maybe 4. It was a good dumping. But it seems to be slowing down a little bit. The roads seem to be clearing up a little bit. So hopefully it's on the tail end there. All right, 73. Have yourself a good rest of your day. KF8 DLX, and I'm clear.
KE8YGV monitoring.
KD8ABA mobile.
This is KE8YGV. I didn't get your call sign, but this is Russ.
Hi, Russ, I think it was. This is Aaron, Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Victor Alpha, and the name's Aaron. Just driving around, thought I'd say hi and see who's out there.
Well, how are the roads?
I would give them a solid 5 out of 10. The main roads are drivable, but you definitely want to make sure that you're going slow and going normal winter driving precaution. When you're slick, you probably shouldn't cross traffic quickly. Make sure you give yourself plenty of stopping space, all that kind of stuff. So, there's a little bit of, in the parking lot here at White Pine, a little bit of try to guess where the lanes are, but again, I guess this is, I wouldn't call it great driving, but I would call it normal Michigan winter driving.
Well, you be careful driving out there. I have decided not to leave home today because of the snow, and since I'm retired and been so for a bit here, that I can make those decisions. But I did clean the driveway off once already.
Yeah, good for you. I haven't done that quite yet. I was using the excuse that it's still snowing, so I was just going to wait. But I probably should get out there. I had a couple appointments today. I had to take my dog in to the vet just for a checkup and had a tax appointment. And so I decided to try to work from home. I do cybersecurity, so it's a little bit of flexibility there, being able to take some meetings from home and go into the office for others. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise. I hope to be like you and be retired someday to make those wonderful decisions like I choose to stay home today. But lucky for me, I've got the next best thing, which is flexibility and understanding coworkers.
Well, it sounds like you have a great job to be able to have that flexibility. I did the last year and a half that I worked before I retired. I did some of the work from home remotely, but that was not typical. The majority of my career, I was out in the office or job site trailer somewhere, and frequently in airports and going out to different projects around the country. So it's that's a blessing that you get to do that. That's really enjoyable. And don't rush retirement, because there's some days where I'm just scrambling for things to do to keep busy. But I finally got a few of them going. I'm getting ramped up for spring, and I'm drawing a few working sketches to build a chaise lounge out of.
You might have timed out there, but I did hear you saying about the chaise lounge. Go ahead if you had more to add to that.
Yeah, I did get timed out. I wasn't used to that. But yes, I got some plans going for a chaise lounge, and I'm compiling a list for some home repairs for the spring, outside stuff. So I'm trying to get things together, and that makes it a little bit more pleasurable to keep busy.
I've heard a lot of people say they're looking forward to retirement, so they don't have to work all the time. And frankly, I think the only thing that's worse than being really busy is being really bored. When you're that bored, it's miserable. If you've got a bunch of stuff to do, at least you can do one or two things and get it checked off the list. I'm kind of working through some of that right now, and haven't been, part of the reason I got my radios back out is haven't been on the air for probably 20 years or so. I was busy raising a family and building a career and doing all those things. And kids are older now, teenagers, and the wife decided to go pursue other things. So I'm no longer married, and so I'm just trying to fill the time with different hobbies. And instead of getting a new hobby, I thought, what about dusting off an old one? So got some of the radios out and decided, not the best radio, but I'll put an HD in the car, so at least that way it's something. Waiting for a little bit better weather to get up on the roof, and I got a 10-fed wire antenna that I'm going to hang up once I feel like it's safe enough to go on the roof. But not really sure when that's going to be. Go ahead, this is KDA-ABA.
Well, it looks like Punxsutawney Phil has seeing his shadow. So at least 6 more weeks of winter. So I'm suspecting it's going to be mid-March or into April before you're climbing on that roof safely. I'm with you. I'm trying to do some things. I did not get my license until a couple of years ago, and then had a few medical things and some other issues come up. So I haven't been on the air a lot, but I have set up a ham shack, and I'm working through that also. And when spring comes, I'll be doing the exterior antennas. Right now, even though I have some other gear, I'm sitting in my basement. I have a little shop area down here, and I've got an HD. So I'm amazed that it's getting through the walls and the structure, but I'm pretty happy with that. This is KE8YGZ.
KE8YGZ, this is Kitty Idiot. Yeah, no, I'm constantly amazed at that, but then again, I also think a lot about the work that the guys put in. Some of the repeaters around here are pretty amazing. I'm not as familiar with Dave's, this one that I'm on right now. I know he said that it's got a lot, it's linked up. I'm not exactly sure what it's all linked to, but it sounds like from listening to it, it's got some good reach. I know the Saginaw 2-meter repeater, the .T4, that's got a lot of good repeat sites. So you can do a lot with an HD. And don't have to be running a ton of power, which I'm thrilled about. But yeah, I look forward to getting some more stuff up. Ham radio is definitely a never-ending hobby. When I went and first got licensed, my very first time it was a Tech Plus license. I passed the technician's license and I passed the Morse code requirement. that's where I stopped. And then probably a few months after that I did the general and eventually the extra. And a lot of people are like, oh, you did the extra. And I'm like, yeah, it's not, I don't know all of the things I probably should know to be licensed like that. But honestly, I just didn't want to have to worry as much about where the boundaries were on the HF band to be able to talk to who I wanted to talk to. So it was more out of laziness that I got the extra license because then I could just broadcast in the bands that I was licensed for. I'll pass it back to you, and then I'll probably say 72 because my son's just about to the car to pick him up. This is KD8ADS. Back over to you.
It was great speaking with you, and enjoy your time with your son, and I'll just bid you farewell. 73, this is KE8YGV, clear.
It was a pleasure talking to you. KD8ADA, also clear.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, NARHK.
This is KFA FQN listening.
KELAX Mobile.
KELAX, this is KFA FQN.
KFA FQN, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Finally got cut loose, so I'm in the car and going home.
Well, good. I must feel good then.
Actually, on second thought, KHWUO or 10NAWRO, KAYNU, are any of you guys out there?
No.
If there was a station in there, your transmission got cut short. Nothing heard. Wyatt, back over to you. I just wanted to ask them, because if they were still out doing business stuff, I was going to actually go join them.
Yeah, Roger. It's totally fine, but I was just up in my room listening to Simplex and just getting into frequencies until I heard you calling out.
Fair enough. I know you use EchoLink. Do you have anything as far as any RF radios?
I got a Baofeng AR-152. You probably already know that, but like if you're talking about HF radios, I don't have any. It's not like I don't have the right class.
Nope, just plain old RF, UHF, VHF. Join the club. I don't have any HF equipment either. Are you able to get into your local repeater using that radio?
I can. I'll do it right now, but actually that's a good thing. I'll test it out, but my audio might not come in clear.
Fair enough. I was just curious if you had ever tried testing it.
Yeah, Roger. I'm going to do it really quick. This is me transmitting with my radio to the WALAP repeater. That was me transmitting on my actual radio.
If that was you that I just tried to open it up, it was nothing but static. I don't know what you're probably running factory antenna, and I'm not quite familiar with that radio and how many watts it pushes, but I'm also not sure how far away you are from your local machine.
I think we doubled there, but I heard basically all of your transmission, but yeah, that was me trying to get in. I have a 3-foot whip on it. It's not the factory, but I'm right by a fish tank, so it's probably why it's interfering with my signal. But yeah, that was me.
Sounds good. Well, I'm actually gonna stop off here and grab a quick bite to eat. So I'll say 7-3s. But good talking to you, and I might be on the air here in just a little bit. This is KELAX. I'll be clear on your final light.
Roger, yeah, it was good talking to you again. I enjoyed this contact. And hope to talk to you again. This is KFA FQN 73 and clear.
W8DD. I don't have.
Go ahead, Wally. This is KELX. W8VD, KELX. Nothing heard, KELX clear.
Okay, we'll talk to you a little bit later. Thanks for the help.
DE3GXK listening.
Can you pull me in an LK register?